In 74, he found 40% of the skeleton of an unknown female ape-like creature. The night he found her, the camp celebration included beer and Beatles music, specifically Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. They called the skeleton Lucy.
Just over 50 years ago in Ethiopia, paleontologist Donald Johansson unearthed Lucy, an ancient human relative who lived more than 3 million years ago. Now another group of scientists have found new clues about what life was like in Lucy's time, including the surprising discovery of early tools dating back 3 million years. Brooke Silva Braga traveled to East Africa for a recent dig.
This is the Homa Peninsula in Kenya, on the edge of Lake Victoria. The East African Rift Valley is often called the cradle of humankind because so many of the oldest clues about our earliest days have been preserved under its fertile volcanic soil. That list now includes the discoveries made by Tom Plummer and his team here at a site known as Nyanga.
It's still got, after 3 million years, you can feel the edge. The edge is still sharp.
Yeah,
you could still cut with that.
Yes.
These so-called flakes, basically little knives, are believed to be some of the first tools ever used on Earth.
And there are cut marks on the hippo, so we know that they were actually butchering the hippo.
Plummer, an archaeologist at the City University of New York, showed us how they were made.
All right, there's a bigger one there.
Yeah, here we go.
By hammering one stone against another.
Now what you can do, which you wouldn't be able to do before, is cut the meat off.
The blade-like flakes.
It's a pocket knife.
And the two pounding stones.
The pounding is tenderizing to meat.
Are known as the Oldowan toolkit.
And then, of course, it's also plant food, too.
A similar, even older cutting tool was also found in Kenya, but that technology apparently died out. So Plummer believes this tool, used by our pre-human ancestors known as hominins, is what paved the way for everything that followed.
In terms of technology, I think the Oldowan technology is probably the most important technological innovation that ever happened in human history.
Now, you are a little biased, having devoted your life to the study of this, but that's still quite a thing to say. Why so important?
It allowed hominins to access a whole array of foods that they would never have had access to before, fueling body size increase, that's fueling brain size increase. There's a feedback loop that starts, and as you get more sophisticated hominins with bigger brains, they start doing more with technology. But I think that's all starting with the older one.
The search for these early artifacts has the look and intrigue of an Indiana Jones film. Finding the splintered rocks was one thing, but locating cut marks on nearby animal bones is what confirmed that butchery, and therefore technology itself, existed here nearly 3 million years ago.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a hippo bone.
It is a hippo
bone. It's a foot bone, yeah.
Oh, it's a hippo foot bone.
Right.
Blasto Onyango is basically the crew foreman. He's also a kind of local legend in the archaeological community. One of his first digs for the National Museums of Kenya helped uncover the Turkana boy, the most complete early hominin skeleton ever discovered.
It was excavated for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, yeah. That must have been exciting. And you saw more of the body every year.
Right, yeah. Different parts of the body, the ribs, the foot bone.
Those type of miraculous finds are, of course, terribly rare. The daily work of archaeology involves searching through fine sand for small clues.
It's a tooth. So
it's a tooth. Wait, we just found a tooth just right now?
Yeah, and I may find more.
Paleontology researcher Rose Niaboke Juma is especially good at finding artifacts, though we were surprised to learn that's really just part of it.
Now this one almost looks like a flake to me, but it's not, or is it?
It's a bone.
It's a bone?
Yeah.
But okay, but hold on, just none. This can't all be. This is, what's this?
It's a bone.
It's a bone. Everything's a bone.
It's a bone.
How can they all be bones? Where are you going to put all these things?
Now, the issue is we don't just pick anything. It has to have a paleontological meaning.
Oh, so I got a bone, but we don't really care about this bone.
We tell it, sorry, we can't pick you today.
Oh,
so
it stays. The bones are going back?
Yep.
The bones that matter are ones like this pig's tooth. Pigs evolved so quickly, their skeletons help date the surrounding area. The site is too old for carbon dating, and the ancient volcanic ash makes other dating methods so hard, the area had been mostly abandoned by researchers after artifacts from the Homa Peninsula led to inaccurate claims about human origins. Despite all that, Rick Potts, director of the Smithsonian's Human Origins Program and leader of all these efforts we're seeing, started digging here nearly 40 years ago.
So you come here in 1985, and what do you find?
Well, what we found was a place that's difficult to date.
But you didn't leave.
Well, we didn't leave.
Why didn't you leave?
Well, because science takes persistence.
The persistence has been rewarded. New technologies have made these sites easier to date, and new discoveries from across Eastern Africa have refined our understanding of our roots. The first Homo sapiens, that is, modern-looking humans, emerged in Africa about 300,000 years ago. But our hominin ancestors took much longer to become us than we had first understood, making the human-like leap of walking on two legs at least 6 million years ago.
And so some of the things that we thought occurred in a very short period of time within the last 1 million years are now stretched out over that 6 million year period. And that includes tool making.
And who made the tools is another surprise. Along with the flakes, plumber's team found the tooth of a Paranthropus, an early hominin that is not our direct ancestor. That suggests the first tool making is not a human legacy, but an idea our ancestors copied, then used to dominate other hominins, who ultimately died out. Potts says that should be humbling.
We're the last biped standing, as I call it. All of those other ways of life became extinct. And so that gives us a lot to think about, and it draws attention to the fragility of life, even in our own journey through time.
A journey of innovation, creating new winners and losers for an incredible 3 million years. For CBS Saturday Morning, Brooke Silva Braga, Nyanga, Kenya.
Well, my takeaway from that, nutrition is key. You are what you eat. I mean, I think about the development of humankind came directly from the tool making and our ability to increase, you know, what we brought to our diet.
And to survive. And my takeaway, science takes persistence.
Mm.
And it's why it's important to keep money going to science so that we can continue to understand the science of where we were and where we're going.
Brilliant takeaway, Dana. Thank you so much.